from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Charles Grayson III, age 30 at the time of this interview.
I was born on October 26, 1982. I was raised in Manchester, and about 10 when all the gang banging and whatnot started. So pretty much in my elementary school, part of my middle school was seeing a lot of things that I shouldn't have seen. And I was shot in the leg during a drive-by. So it's just a lot of injuries and physical harm and danger that I had to overcome in my youth. But I was raised by my mother and my father. I'm the oldest of three children. I have two brothers and a sister. Both of my kids go to school in Manchester. My son goes to Manchester Elementary. My daughter, my oldest daughter, she goes to Max. So I do have to go through there every now and again, see what's going on. It's changed a little bit, but not enough to my liking. So I'm going to be part of that change. Instead of just sitting back and complaining, I'm going to get my hands dirty, so to speak. You learn a lot from your environment. So I can never say I regret where I came from, because struggle builds character. And a lot of people that don't go through a lot of things, when struggles do come, they have problems persevering. My father was a hard worker, so he kind of pushed me a lot to keep going when I was tired. I looked at his work ethic. He was a very hard worker. He didn't mind getting his hands dirty. No job was too high and no job was too low. And my brothers and my sisters, we were our inspiration for each other and our own mentors, because we were raised to be very tight and very, very close. So it was really my younger brothers, you know, I knew I had to be an example for them and my sister. So that was my motivation. Well, my profession is now is I work in a hospital at Presbyterian in the linen department, but I'm working on my own nonprofit program. It'll be called Better Men. So what I do in my spare time is, you know, I do a lot of outreaches and ministry with the church, you know, go to the streets, talk to people, and just people that I see all the time. Like the hospital is one place where I talk to a lot of people and give a lot of encouragement. Really, what I want to do is help the young men in the community, to help them understand that they can be more than what the media and people portray them to be. The easiest way to do that is to be the example. So if they don't see me doing it and they want to have somebody to look at on who to model themselves, I can be that example. So really just do a lot of work in the community, put my hands on the plow and just help out a lot. Those are my long-term goals. At the end is to spread the word of God and to help people be better. Well, I started rapping when I was about 14, 15. A couple of times I had a few chances, did a few shows, and they didn't work out. And I did kind of want to walk away, but the problem was I was rapping about the wrong things. I was rapping about the street life and the club, and that's not who I really was. That was just something that was easy to do. And maybe about 5-6 years ago, I really started getting into my walk with God, and that's when I changed my material from less about the street life and more about Christ. Be as creative as you can as possible. You always want to separate yourself. You don't want to be smushed into a group. You want to make sure that you are different. So that way you stick out and people will seek you, not the other way around. You're always trying to fit in. They'll have to come to get you. A lot of hip hop, quote unquote, hip hop artists are just clones of one person that's really at the top right now. There's really no individuality. There's no creativity. You know, people sound the same. They rap about the same. I haven't heard anyone say anything that was really relevant that's just came out. I did a song. It's called Spiritually Fly. And it goes like this. Ever since Jesus got a hold of me, my soul blings. Even Bruce Lee glow don't shine like me. Through the trials and tribulations, he's right by me. Yes, Blessed is the man now follows the living God, the one that was nailed to the cross, took the lashes, gave me the shift where Satan starts harassing, gave me the Holy Ghost, a living suit of armor, and his living word preparing me for battle. When my situation shakes, my faith don't rattle, planting my tree next to the river so my works may be fruitful. I'd rather be the poor man at the gate instead of being a rich man at the table. I'm headed to heaven no matter what goes down. Jesus, I'm rapping, ain't no half-stepping.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Donnell Trowell and James Perry. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.